Hi, this is Cass. Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where two old friends hash out current events, politics, and whatever strikes our fancy. Visit us on Twitter at Podcast Curio. Join our Facebook page. Check out our website, curiopodcast.org. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening. Episode 90. Hi, Kimmy.
Hey, Cass.
What's happening?
I have a face mask on with a tissue shoved in the little pocket, and I feel claustrophobic and muffly. And
you're also holding up your sweater at an odd angle so that you can't see the giant crystal ball on the table because it makes you want to play with it.
Yeah. Big time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Doug is also here. If you hear any ambient noise, that's him. And today we are talking about all the women that have giant ovaries right now.
Is like that crystal ball.
They're as big as that crystal ball, two of them, to deal with this pandemic that we're in and other people that are in powership, leadership, powership roles. Is powership a word?
It is now. I feel like we're in the age of new words.
Okay.
Right? I think it's about time for lots of new words.
So I also have Yuri Patootie here, and I put some, I'd say maybe like six or seven women that I thought were like killing it right now in the game.
There's a lot
besides
of them.
The ones that we were going to showcase, each of us. And so you chose who?
I chose, oh my gosh.
Reed?
Yes, Paula Reed.
Paula Reed, that's right.
She is a journalist. And once I started digging around in the female journalist scene, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
That have been throwing down.
Your glasses are all fogged up.
I know. This is the conundrum. Is my glasses fog up with the mask, and then when my glasses fog up, I can't read.
So you can't breathe. You can't read.
No.
Can you think?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Most of the time, if I don't look at the crystal ball.
And I'm going to showcase. Why am I using the word showcase? That's weird. Profile. That's a better word.
Yeah.
Gretchen Whitmer, from the governor of Michigan, who's kicking ass.
Good for her.
So why don't we go through the names in Yuri Patootie, and then we'll take a break, and then we can do our individual profiles. What do you think of that?
Yes!
I forgot to put a mask on Yuri, although she does already have an eye patch. It might look weird if she also had a face mask. Or I could take her eye patch off and put it over her mouth. I could do that.
Yeah. Or you could make a mask for her.
A temporary mask. One that goes around this part of her upper cervix?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea.
Like a cervical cup.
Since I didn't sterilize these, I'm going to pull them out and like show you and you can read one and then I'll read one.
Okay.
Oh. Angela Merkel.
Angela!
So have you heard about all the ways that she's doing everything great?
Well, besides normally, what's she doing?
Well, you know, she's a scientist. That's like her whole thing. And very quickly, as soon as there was word of what was happening, she got very strict and very scientific and used facts and science to make decisions for her country. And Germany has the lowest rate of infection in Europe.
Yep.
And far lower deaths than the rest of Europe because she's like everybody's mom. She's like Europe's mom, right? And she was just like, no, you guys got to stay inside. Wash your hands. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, they were way before us. I have a cousin in Germany and we were sharing stories on Facebook.
Right.
And she was like, when it just started here, she was like, oh my God, you have no idea.
Right.
So.
I don't think, at least in our lifetimes, we've never had a pandemic really hit us or an epidemic, not in our lifetimes, that was huge like this. So we didn't realize the way our lives could change, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's a good one. Jacinda Ardern, New Zealand. She's the one, remember when they had their mass shooting and just said, oh, guns are banned. Oh, automatic weapons are gone.
Yep.
And made a decision like that day. Mm-hmm. She did the same thing with this. She shut down travel. She told everyone to go into their homes. Don't go shopping. Yeah. She got very strict early. And they had 6 cases or something. Right now, technically, they don't have any cases of coronavirus.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Okay, here's your next one. Anyway, she's awesome. Oh.
Rachel Maddow. Dedicating every show to the pandemic.
Right. So I usually listen to her show every morning. But I haven't been able to because I'm so stressed out about the pandemic that I've only been listening to maybe 1 a week lately. But I know that she's doing them every night about the pandemic, about, you know, the supply chain and who's doing what. And anyway.
And this is real journalism.
Yes.
Real facts.
She's talking to scientists, et cetera.
With sources.
And, you know, disease control specialists. Ah, Tsai Ing-wen, who is the leader of Taiwan, also very early shutdown, strict, mom-like in that way, and they're doing so well right now, the best country in Asia, they're doing so well right now, they're actually starting to ship supplies to us in the U.S. because
they don't need them.
She put the clamp down. And didn't worry about her ego or anyone else's ego and just said, let's save the babies.
Or the money. The money, the money, the
money. Oh, here you go. This one's yours.
Oh, San Fran Mayor, London breed early shutdown.
She is another one, the early shutdown, listening to the experts. Mm-hmm. She's awesome.
Yeah, that happened fast.
She did that fast. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's really smart, especially for San Francisco, because they have a huge homeless population.
Yeah.
And a majority of their cases of coronavirus are homeless people.
And a huge, yeah.
Okay, and I just picked the name of the person who advised her. Dr. Sarah Cody. She's the Santa Clara County Public Health Director. She got together with a bunch of other people in the Bay Area, 6 or 8 different experts, medical and otherwise, and they were the ones that told people in the Bay Area, hey, it's coming. Mm-hmm. Don't wait. And that's when London Breed was like, okay, it's coming. Let's not wait. So Dr. Sarah Cody was the one that advised Mayor Breed. Based on science.
Science. And they were the first ones to start shutting things down.
Yeah.
Alameda County, Santa Clara, the whole Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
After just a few cases, California. They were like, nope, sorry. Oh, I hope you can read my writing.
I hope I can see through my glasses. Sanna Marin, Finland. Yep. Used social media to spread info.
So she's a young woman, and she realized all the other people were like, oh, we need to put it in the newspaper or whatever. And she's like, no, tell everyone, spread it far and wide, get on all social media. And she did it early. Mm-hmm. So out of all of the countries in Scandinavia, only one has a male leader, which is Sweden.
Oh, I didn't
know that. The other ones all have female leaders. Hmm. So Sweden has the worst numbers with coronavirus. And their man leader, I don't know if it's president or prime minister or what, he refused to shut down the country. Left everything open. Nobody's getting tested. Blah, blah, blah. Like, same as here.
Huh.
Oh. This one's cute.
Norway Prime Minister Erna Solberg used TV to talk directly to children. Nice.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Of course a woman thought of that.
Right. Because kids, yeah.
Kids need to know what's going on, too. This is affecting mm-hmm. them.
Yep.
And the last one, another Iceland Prime Minister, Katrin Jakobsdóttir, free testing for all Icelanders.
Nice. How did they pull that one off?
Well, I think they only have like 360,000 people.
And they and the World Health Organization said, hey, we have these tests. Would you like them? And they said, yes. Instead of, no, we'll make our own lame tests that don't work.
And they tested so many people that their data set became a model for the rest of the world. That's what helped everyone understand that half of the cases had no symptoms and that everyone was spreading it, basically.
Oh, my God.
So we didn't know that before Jacob's daughter, I don't know if I'm saying that right, before she decided, like, hey, let's test everybody.
Let's see what's going on. Yep. And that's the best way to find out what's happening, is testing people.
Mm-hmm. And not trying to make money off of the testing.
Right. And using tests that work. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bitter. Not bitter.
All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about Gretchen Whitmer and what's her name?
Oh. Well, lots something of journalists. Reads.
Lots of journalists. Lots okay. Of journalists. We'll be right back. So please waste my
to look into the journalists who are calling Trump out at his briefings. My mask is really pissing me off right now. And there are a lot of them. A lot of women have stood up to him and been relentless in their questioning. And he has, you know, done all the things. Name called, belittled, calling them fake media, liars, sit down, be quiet, be nice.
That's a nasty question.
Yeah. I mean, come on, how demeaning. And he's been really crappy to male reporters, too. God. But women, especially, across the board. So, Paula Reed, who is hecka smart. And she, I think she was the most recent one who stood up to him. And she wouldn't stop. She continued to ask her question after he poo-pooed her. And I don't think he ever even asked the question, answered her. She is a American journalist who works for CBS. She's a White House correspondent. So she has a bachelor's degree in psychology and English. She graduated School of Law. She is a lawyer. She passed the bar. And she has a master in bioethics, which I thought was interesting. I know. I had to look up bioethics. and she's a honey badger. She's not putting up with any of his BS.
Right.
And there's been a lot of this that's happened recently, as I said. And it's really, it's time for him to be called out. God damn it. It's time for him to be called out on all of his BS because he lies in these conferences.
They're not conferences. They're more like they're mini rallies. Yeah.
Little rallies. Then there was Mary Louise Kelly, who pissed off Pompeo.
Oh, is that the Ukraine lady?
Yeah.
Find Ukraine on a map? I mean, she's not Ukrainian. He told her to find Ukraine on a map.
Right, and she was like, okay, here it is.
Right.
And he didn't believe her and then told everybody she couldn't do it. It was just ridiculous.
Department, for the most part, has not done many investigations into systemic racial discrimination, but you are currently investigating. This is the Attorney General of the United States. I understand you're doing your job, but I'm doing mine too. Your Civil Rights Division is investigating Harvard University for possible civil rights violations related to affirmative action, possibly discriminating against Asian Americans and white students. Why is this a priority for your Justice Department?
Okay, we'll take an on-topic question on opioids.
Why can't he answer that, though? I mean,
this is a conversation about our opioid policy.
He was able to ask about Alabama. He was able to ask about sanctuary cities. Why can't I ask about this?
That was her with Jeff Sessions when he was still around.
Mm-hmm.
So she honey badgers all over the place.
She just doesn't back down.
No.
And he counts on reporters to back down. He talks over them and, you know.
Well, that's his whole shtick.
Oh, he's horrible. Cecilia Vega. Weijia Jiang. Asian woman, he asked where she was from. Are you from China? Like,
right.
Oh, my God. And it goes on and on. Caitlin Collins. It's just, he's just so damn rude to everybody, but especially women.
He really
picks on them, and they're just not taking it anymore.
Mm-mm.
And so I'm really, really grateful for that contribution.
Mm-hmm.
They are asking hard questions, and they're not giving up.
Mm-mm.
And we need to see more of that from the press, I believe.
It's classic narcissist behavior when he feels wounded to strike out. And for some reason, he gets more wounded if it's a woman doing it.
Right.
Which is...
Especially an intelligent woman, which, you know, most...
Most people are more intelligent than him.
Exactly. Exactly.
Here's the clip of Paula Reid with Trump.
When on January 31st, I instituted the ban, Joe Biden went crazy. He said, you don't need the ban. He didn't go crazy. Like, he didn't even know what the hell the ban was. But he didn't go crazy. But he did say, he did call me xenophobic. Wait a minute. He called me xenophobic. He called me racist. Because he has since apologized and he said, I did the right thing. So when you say, why didn't you this? Every Democrat thought I made a mistake when I did it. I saved tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of lives by
hurting. Time that you bought, the argument is that you bought yourself some time and you didn't use it to prepare hospitals. You didn't use it to ramp up testing.
It's so disgraceful the way you say that. Let me just, listen, I just went over it.
Or this rant supposed to make people I just went over in it. An unprecedented crisis.
Nobody thought we should do it. And when I did it.
But what did you do with the time that you bought?
You know
the
we
month
did?
Of February. That,
you know what we did?
Gap.
What do you do?
Month of February.
What do you do when you have no case in the whole United States?
You had cases
when
in
you,
February.
You, excuse me. You reported it. Zero cases, zero deaths on January 17th.
February, the entire month of February.
I said in January.
Your video has a complete gap.
On January 30th.
What did your administration do in February with the time that your travel ban bought?
A lot. And in fact, we'll give you a list. What we did, in fact, part of it was up there. We did a lot. Look. You know you're a fake. You know that. Your whole network, the way you cover it, is fake. And most of you, and not all of you, but the people are wise to you. That's why you have a lower approval rating than you've ever had before, times probably three. And when you ask me that question, let me ask you this. Why did Biden apologize? Why did he write a letter of apology? No, that's very important. Why did the Democrats think that I acted too quickly? You know why? Because they really thought that I acted too quickly. We have done a great job. Now, I could have kept it open. And I could have done what some countries are doing. They're getting beat up pretty badly. I could have kept
We're
it
getting
open.
Beat up
I
the worst.
Keeping it right. open because nobody's oh.
exactly.
closing down a country.
It's just nonsense. And she's like making it very clear that he is not answering her question.
Right.
What did you do the entire month of February?
Well, in January. No. What did you do in February?
Right, exactly. Right. Well, the travel ban and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, answer the question, what'd you do in February? This is the month you should have been ramping up tests, having people tested. You should have done a lot of things in February. But in February, he was busy saying that it wasn't a problem and it was going to magically disappear.
Like a miracle.
Right.
It just disappear.
So
she's incredible. That
she is.
That takes giant ovaries.
Yes.
Gigante.
And her face in that clip is just
fearless.
Yeah,
straight.
Fearless. And he's, you know, you're, what did he call her? Disgraceful?
Disgraceful, yeah.
First he says, you're disgraceful.
That's a disgraceful question then.
Right. So, but her face never changes. She's like, whatever. And
it's not her job to feel hurt by what he says. It's her job to find out information.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing her job.
She's doing her job. And also, I thought, and she knows that he's a liar. And he's a piece of poop. She doesn't care. She doesn't care. And I, after I also, after I listened to this, I went back, you know, several years. And I thought, Obama would never, ever, ever, ever speak to anybody this way.
Not one person, no.
I would believe not in private or especially in public.
No.
Like, how have we sunk this far? Every once in a while, it really hits me.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck has happened? Why are
it's
we
It's because he doesn't understand
this?
The Constitution, A, and B, he's a narcissist, but...
But how did he make it here? How is it that he's... Anyway, I could go
I
off
mean, we
on
could
that.
Go on than that for... A billion years.
But I think the women are done.
They're definitely leading the way as far as journalism is concerned. I think the men are starting now to follow, but the women are like, I mean, we started out on the day after his inauguration in the biggest protest in history in this country.
Yeah.
Just based on who he was and what he had set up to that point.
Yeah.
Who knew it would be this bad? But the women were already pissed.
Right.
So.
And we don't have as much to lose as the white guys.
Right.
You know, and we're also used to fighting for our rights. We're also used to having to really, you know, look for the truth.
Right.
It's not.
Or navigate minefields.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see it in her face. I've been in those situations where you just keep your face straight and keep talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep
mm-hmm.
asking the question.
Okay.
Stay steady.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting all flustered and pissed off and freaked out. And because she knows that her question is valid.
Ooh, she's awesome.
And it was a really good question.
Yeah.
What did you do with that time that you bought? Oh, I went golfing and had some rallies.
Her and Yamiche Alcindor right now.
Oh, yeah. She's another one.
She just... And she does her job.
Mm-hmm.
She just does her job.
Yep.
There's no emotion there. It's just straight up, I'm reporting the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what do you say to those people that believed you about not wearing a mask? Oh, everybody loves Trump.
Right.
So I wanted to profile Gretchen Whitmer for basically the same reason. She's getting attacked by Trump, and instead of feeling hurt or attacking back, she kept her cool and just kept asking for help.
Yep.
So here are some of the things that he said about her, that he had a big problem with the young, I'm quoting right now, the young woman governor in Michigan complaining that all she does is sit there and blame the federal government. And then he told Mike Pence... Don't call the woman in Michigan.
Oh, my God.
Like, don't offer her any help because he's supposed to be the head of the coronavirus task force. He also called her Gretchen Half-Whitmer.
Oh, my God.
This is a governor of a state in the United States of which he is the president.
Right.
A governor. So she responded to these barbs with a tweet it started out with a waving hand emoji, and she said, "Hi, my name is Gretchen Whitmer. That governor is me. I've asked repeatedly and respectfully for help. We need it. No more political attacks, just PPEs, ventilators, N95 masks, test kits. You said you stand with Michigan. Prove it." She didn't let her feelings get hurt. She just kept doing her job, which is protecting the people of Michigan. Mm-hmm. And so when these protests came up that were organized by these conservative groups that we talked about last week, mm-hmm. Her state was one that was very targeted because of the things that Trump had said about her. He kept pulling her out.
Mm-hmm.
So her state was more... Sorry, I can't breathe.
I know.
So those conservative groups really targeted her specifically, mm-hmm. and the state of Michigan.
Yep.
So she had this to say to the protesters, and they were saying horrible things, threatening her life, you know, whatever, all of it.
And these were all, the protesters were not necessarily from Michigan.
No, they weren't.
So.
And they all had guns for some reason, because they were going to shoot coronavirus. Mm-hmm. She said, "I've got thick skin, and I'm always going to defend your right to free speech. So I just ask that those who are protesting these orders do so in a safe manner so you don't get sick and you don't subject our first responders to risk either."
Absolutely perfect.
That's the perfect response. And yep. that's the kind of response that a woman gives, because we've had to deal with whiny ass men for so long.
Trump said she was complaining, not that she was demanding. It also the adjectives he uses when he is describing women's behavior.
Nasty.
Is.
Disgraceful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Whining. Not demanding. Which it sounds like she wasn't. She was asking.
She was asking.
Yeah. But, oh, God.
So, SNL, they're doing their show from home now, and everybody's filming segments from their own homes.
Mm-hmm.
And they did one of her, a parody of her, like sitting on her back porch drinking a beer out of a can. And so when they spoofed her, her only response was, "They got the beer wrong, like the brand of beer."
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
So really quickly, she's become like on the short list of names that people are talking about as vice mm-hmm. president for vice president. I'm not sure how real that is, but like seeing her steady response to all of these attacks from many places because she's a woman, I think has given people a little bit of hope, you know.
I think a lot of women have risen into daily, what's the word I'm looking for? Sorry, mask, brain aren't working together. We know these women's names now.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're standing
household names.
Household names, thank you. And also because he is such a misogynist. And right now it's working against him in 1,000 different ways. Mm-hmm. And one of those ways is... we see these women standing up to him. We hear him saying shitty things about women in general.
Smart women with facts.
Right. And it's empowering in a really backwards kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is an idiot. And when an idiot is saying crappy things about somebody, you have to believe that whoever they're saying crappy things about is really...
Not right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's interesting. I think
one more thing about her that I thought was really cool is that she partnered with the Headspace app to give all Michiganders.
Oh, really?
Free meditation. I don't know for how long. I didn't read that part.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
But that's the kind of thing that a woman does to take care of people.
Right. I'm like, here to take care of you.
I'm just struck by all the women around the world, the governors, the mayors, the prime ministers, the presidents around the world that aren't letting their egos get in the way of taking care of business and doing their jobs
mm-hmm.
in a caring, maybe strict way. You might not like it, but they're saving lives.
Right.
And it's beyond time for more women to be in positions of leadership because look, They seem to be able to do it better.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially, yeah, because taking care of people,
mm-hmm.
it's in our DNA. It's in our collective identity, is to take care of people and to connect and to, you know,
mm-hmm.
feather the nest and make sure everybody's okay.
Did I tell you when these allegations came out against Joe Biden, and Doug and I were watching a clip about it, an interview with her or something, and he said, see, to me, I think I told you this the other night, Joe Biden wasn't my first choice. He's not your first, you know, he's nobody's first choice, I guess, but whatever. But he was saying it to me like, see, and I go, see what? The only way we're going to make sure that we have a president who hasn't sexually molested someone is if it's a woman.
Right.
And I walked out of the room.
Yep. Seriously. Yeah. Yeah. It's an empowering time to be a woman. It's not easy.
No.
But it feels like there's a tipping point
mm-hmm.
on the horizon if it mm-hmm. hasn't happened already.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it occurred to me, you know, when these governors threw down these stay-at-home orders and social distancing and all this other stuff, who was leading that in society? Women.
Mm-hmm.
Who goes out and does the grocery shopping? Mostly
mm-hmm.
women.
Mm-hmm.
And we're following the rules,
mm-hmm.
as far as I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Who started making tons of masks and sending them to hospitals? Women.
Women, yeah.
You know, who's taking care...
For the most part.
For the most part. I mean, I don't... Just...
Everyone's trying to help, but... That gene to care and do something about it...
Mm-hmm.
To see someone struggling and want to help them, I'm, you know, Donald Trump doesn't have it, for sure. Mitch McConnell doesn't have it,
oh God,
for sure.
No.
Elon Musk doesn't have it.
No.
He sent out a tweet today that said, Free America, in
what?
Capital letters, a la Trump. And people were like,
what?
Aren't you a scientist? What?
Free America?
Like, In the vein of those state-specific protests from last week, like, liberate Alabama. So his was Free America, because he's an entrepreneur. He's not, he's a businessman.
He's worried that nobody's going to be able to afford his super expensive cars.
Exactly.
Because they don't have jobs, or goods are going to become more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're in for some lean times ahead.
Mm-hmm. Free America.
And that probably frightens him.
When I think about it, I thought about it today. If Gavin Newsom came out and said, okay, California, you can go out again.
Mm-mm, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
No.
I would still have a mask on if I go out, which would be hardly ever. Today, right. I went to the nursery because it reopened, and I was paranoid on my way there. It ended up being okay, but...
Right.
I'm paranoid to go out. And I would be if they said it's okay.
Because yeah.
I don't think that it is.
I don't think so either. Not until people are getting widely tested.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, geez, China and is it Japan? They've got apps. So
oh,
you
yeah.
can download this app on your phone and it will tell you where there have been outbreaks. Like other, because you, if you get it, you go into the app and you say that you've got it
mm-hmm.
and where you've been. And so you can go into this app and see if there has been exposure where you're going. I mean, easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been tested, so they know they have that information.
Right.
I still don't know what the heck is up with testing. I have yet to know anybody who's been tested.
I don't know anybody who's... Oh, actually... Cousin and an aunt. My cousin tested positive. Aunt tested negative.
Where are they?
They live on the Missouri-Kansas border. One lives in Kansas. The other lives in Missouri. The cousin's fine now. It was a mild case, but yeah. She's a teacher, so she's been exposed by the children, I'm sure.
Right.
Or was before everything was closed down. But I haven't heard of anyone around where I live at all. getting tested.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, our neighbor's daughter works at Walter Reed, and she was tested very, very early on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, you know, she's in the medical field, and she's intubating people and stuff.
Right.
So she got sick pretty early. And she was tested, and they promptly lost her test. So she doesn't even know if she was positive or not.
Oh, my God. And well, then, that's one of the things that Mike Pence was saying. Somebody asked him about, you back in, you know, 2 months ago, you said there'd be a million tests, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, oh, well, there's a difference between testing people and actually processing the tests.
Right, exactly. And you're like, well, what's the point?
What?
How many... LabCorp came out and said, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Sign us up. And they're all over the country.
Right.
They've got the facilities. Nobody's getting other tests done right now because nobody's going into doctor's offices.
Right.
They've got a whole staff that's just looking for stuff to do. It's mad. And then Mike Pence, where was he without his mask on? Which hospital was that?
Mayo Clinic, I think.
Yeah, and he's tooling around with no mask on?
And they specifically told his team beforehand that he needed to have a mask on.
Oh, I get tested several times. Would he say, I've been tested several times, or I get tested all the time? And I thought, why do you get tested all the time? You don't have to wear a mask? Dude, you're an example for the rest of the country. Are you?
He lives for one person's approval. And that person doesn't think people should be wearing masks.
And I don't think he's real anyway. I think he's plastic.
Maybe he is a robot and this proves it. Can I make an observation about us?
Yes.
I feel like, so we're not drinking tonight, and the masks are bothering us more than the times that we have been drinking with the masks. Maybe the drinking calms us down because right now we're both very irritated about talking with these masks on.
You're right. So maybe we should be drinking more.
Next week.
We'll drink.
We'll drink.
I did a new tie on mine, and it's not working out as I had anticipated. It worked earlier today.
But you probably weren't talking a lot.
No, I wasn't. I went.
Curio Podcast is a Porch Swing production. Big thanks to all of our contributors and special guests. For more info, please visit Twitter at Podcast Curio, Curio Podcast on Facebook, and CurioPodcast.org. And remember, Curio Podcast loves you.
Yay!